Welcome back to Farm Talk here on a Monday edition. Right now, we're chatting with Brian Dean, District 3, North Dakota Corn Growers Association, out of that Velva, North Dakota area. Brian, how are you today?
I'm very good, Jamie. How are you today?
Hey, not bad, not bad. What's the weather like up there in the Velva area right now?
Well, beautiful here right now. No wind and sunshine, but we get these little ripples of storms rolling through here about every evening anymore, it seems. So I'm sure it'll change here in a couple hours.
It's just, I mean, the weather's just been, you know, for lack of a better word, ridiculous with the storms that we've had. Now, have you guys had the severe weather roll through that part of the state?
Not really. It's been quite exceptional, really. Very timely rains. I don't think our yard has really ever dried out here in the last month. We could use some sunshine, but no real, we've been able to miss most. We had a high wind event early on there, but didn't do much damage.
All right. So, so far in the growing season, now are you located right outside of Velva, or where are you, Brian?
We're right north of Velva, about 4 miles. So,
okay.
Fairly close to Minot.
And what do you, how big is your operation? What do you grow?
We grow a little bit of everything, a little canola, a little spring wheat, little soybeans, little corn, a lot of soybeans this year and a lot of corn. Yeah, a lot of cover crops. We do some cover crops. We do some oats, a little bit of everything.
And so far, how would you rate how things have gone so far this growing season for you?
Well, the growing season's been fantastic, really. Here, I can't complain at all. If we could ask for one thing, a little bit of sunshine, but the planes are going to be in the air pretty regular here shortly, if they haven't been already, spraying fungicide on spring wheats and things like that. And corn could use some sun. It's a little bit on the yellow side here, and it needs something to help it grow a little. So we were a little late getting in to start with, so we don't have the growing degree bumper that we'd like to have for this stuff to finish off. So
yeah, and I think that's a lot of people are saying the same thing. They just like a little bit of heat would really go a long way. You know, some areas you know, worse than others. I guess it just depends on where you're at, but up in that part of the state, good to know that, you know, things are looking pretty good so far.
Yeah, really. I don't think I can't remember for a long time things looking. It's pretty lush here, quite frankly.
And so, you got a lot of corn and soybeans. Has that always been the case? Have you always been corn and soybean heavy?
No, it's amazing that you asked that question. Good question, because over the last 10 years, this country up here has expanded the corn acres tremendously. We were never really, once you got north of Highway 200 and up around Highway 2, it kind of started running out of acres for a lot of years. And now with the onset of new technologies and new stacked genes in the corn, we've been able to expand these acres to the north. And we have quite a substantial amount of acres now up here in the north part of our state. And in the central and the west is coming on too.
Now, you're a part of the North Dakota Corn Growers out of District 3. How long have you been with the Corn Growers?
Oh, about a year. Exactly a year. I think I came on the board last July.
And what was the determining factor for you? What made you decide to join the board?
I'd like to say that it was something that I've always dreamed of doing, but the case was that I had an outgoing corn board grower that's a good friend of mine, and he called me and asked me, he says, I think you'd be good at this job. I think you could contribute a lot, and I don't know if it was just an ego boost or what, but I said, yeah, I'll help out with him and do what I can to promote the corn and the corn growers in the state of North Dakota.
Well, and it's, you know, like you said, there's more corn acres now probably than there has been. You know, it's not a bad time to be a corn grower in the state of North Dakota.
Well, it's not. If we could work on some exports, continue to expand our ethanol business, and and find a few more uses for corn, expand our livestock in North Dakota, I think the North Dakota production will find some homes and will do really well.
Well, and you said it, and later on I'm going to be chatting with Brenda Elmer from North Dakota Corn Growers about that very thing, about exports and about specifically the Mexican and U.S. Little tiff that's going on between the two about trade and everything else. And, you know, so we'll talk those issues a little bit later on in the show. But just as a grower, you know, optimism, I mean, in your neck of the woods, pretty high based on what you're telling me with the weather and everything else. It's so far so good.
Yeah, there's really good yield out here right now, as long as we can get enough growing degree days to finish off the corn crop, get it to maturity. I would also like to say that it's very exciting too to see the Riverview Dairies adding the dairies to the eastern part of our state. I think that's very exciting for everything, and I applaud the people living in the eastern part of the state to be accepting to that. It's going to help. It'll help the economy. It'll help a lot over in the east part of the state. That'll be great.
Yeah, definitely. Very exciting information to find that out. And I think, yeah, you're right. It's going to be very beneficial to the economy, no doubt about it. Looking back to last year, I guess, Brian, too, what was the yield like up there? How did you guys do last year overall?
Some people, if you remember back to last year, we had a, you know, Mother Nature, she always has something to say about things in this part of our state. We had a rain event after people planted early corn, and it damaged some stand and things like that. And those yields were down. But then once people that planted after that, it did really well, and we had a tremendous yield on the later planted corn last year. So it was up and down, divided by that rain event, actually.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed that we get some sunshine and warm up a little bit to help those help corn grow a little bit better. And Brian, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day to chat with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and good luck to all the corn growers in our state, and I hope we all get some sunshine when we need it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian. That's Brian Dean there from ND Corn Growers joining us today. He's a board member for our North Dakota Corn Growers Association in District 3. He farms up near Velva, North Dakota, giving us a little bit of an update of what's happening that way. We've